USA Radio News.
The manhunt is over for an illegal immigrant suspected of killing a police officer in California. The Modesto Bee is reporting that the man was caught in the Bakersfield area. A press conference will be held later today. As the partial government shutdown continues over border security, both sides seem to be digging in their heels, as we hear from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you've heard both sides, Trish. Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer have dug in. The president has dug in. The sides are pretty well drawn. I don't see a quick end to this, as Mark Meadows was saying. There's no in between on this.
The maker of the popular video game Fortnite is ending the year with a bang, as they had over $3 billion in profits this year. Epic Games is based in North Carolina and grew to a value of $15 billion this year. And for more information on Fortnite, just ask someone under the age of 25. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
America's hospitals are getting ready to publish their prices. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's thanks to a new federal law that takes effect on the 1st of January, requiring hospitals to publish online price lists for every medical service they provide. The prices must be updated every year. The law is part of the Affordable Care Act. It also applies to rehabilitation clinics, psychiatric hospitals, and critical access hospitals. The law is also expected to make it easier for people to get access to their own medical records.
CenturyLink customers across the country are still experiencing service disruptions. The company tweeted this morning that they're making good progress with recovery efforts, although CenturyLink had hoped to have the problem solved by this morning, but they've noted they discovered some additional technical problems. Users of the company's internet, phone, and TV services in the Midwest and Pacific Northwest are among the hardest being hit by the outage. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the big court rulings by a federal judge in 2018 only happened a few weeks ago, when a federal judge in Texas ruled that the individual mandate that's part of the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Hadley Heath Manning is a director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum. She talks about this ruling and why it caught some people off guard, but
I wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people who follow this stuff closely were actually not surprised. Of course, it's a question now whether the appellate court will agree with Judge O'Connor's district-level decision or whether the appellate court will side with the federal government against the states. But regardless, this has sent some shockwaves through the circles of people who maybe weren't expecting this ruling. It doesn't change much about the law as it is today, but it certainly throws the future of the law into question.
And as far as the timeline on when we can expect to hear more about this case, Manning says,
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.